This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne. 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia. This past summer, NPR's Ina Jaffe introduced us to Pansy Green, who learned she had Alzheimer's 3 years ago, and her husband, Winston. The Greens told us then that they'd had to adjust to Pansy's diagnosis.
I don't have to say, oh, well, baby, you just told me that, or I just told you that, you know. And that's what I had to really work on myself, and say, well, babe, you know, so we put it on the calendar, and then just answer her question.
And I said, well, just be patient with me. I just forgot. That's all I can do.
Recently, Ina checked in with the Greens again. They say Pansy is still stable and their day-to-day lives are fine, but they're each looking at the future a little bit differently.
Pansy Green says her secret to maintaining a normal life is to keep active. That includes raising awareness about Alzheimer's disease. So on a recent morning, she and Winston were at the Los Angeles office of the Alzheimer's Association. They're on the planning committee for a forum on the early stages of the illness.
Are these blueberries?
They're blueberries.
Maybe I'll share. They don't have nuts.
Nothing I'm aware of.
African Americans are roughly twice as likely to get Alzheimer's as whites, so Pansy wanted to make sure the organization was reaching out to her community.
They don't know where to go. If they don't have the money to go get all that testing and stuff like that. That's in our neighborhood. That's what the black people do.
Right.
They can't afford to do it, so they just say, like, well, I can't do it.
Winston adds this may not just be an African-American problem.
And it's probably in other ethnic groups also.
But yeah,
we're just
yeah.
so close to it
yeah,
and see
yeah.
so many in our family. That
there are moments when this meeting feels as much like a support group as a planning committee. Pansy slides seamlessly from discussions of how to persuade Alzheimer's patients around Los Angeles to come to the forum to how to get her own relatives who have the disease to follow her example and take action.
I got to reach out more because they're not listening. So maybe to help them what steps I had to take to get where I am and how I'm feeling so much better and alive in myself and active. And I'm not letting this other thing take control. I'm in control.
Oh, baby.
But across the table from Pansy and Winston is living proof of how little control of this disease there is. Another member of the committee who has Alzheimer's, a man named Jonathan Bloomberg, has some suggestions about outreach to single people. He knows what he wants to say.
I feel we're leaving some groups out at the moment. I find there are gaps this is one of these.
Take your time.
Things.
Right. Take your time.
Yeah, and particularly individuals who are by themselves.
That's the thing about Alzheimer's. There's nothing that really stops its relentless progression. And if you're with a group of fellow sufferers, someone will be further down that path. Winston sees this at the support groups he attends. It gets to him.
There is still fear, and not so much denial, but fear, because you're hearing and you're with people that are that much advanced, and you think, oh my gosh, you know, this could be our journey.
Winston and Pansy Green are as close as a couple can get. They've been married for 57 years. She was 16, he was 18. They have 3 daughters, 7 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren, most of whom live nearby. After the meeting, they say even if Pansy has trouble with short-term memory, she and Winston have plenty of long-term memories to share, of family and travel, and decades when they both worked in the aerospace industry.
And I think it's a blessing for me being where I was, because I get to see the astronauts, I got to see the Queen of Elizabeth, Queen of England, and all those things, all those wonderful memories, God brings those things to me. So that's why I stay positive. I don't like being negative.
And she thinks Winston is, just a little bit. A few months ago, he told me he didn't look ahead. It would make him crazy. Now he says he's got to be realistic, and he doesn't want to hide that thought from Pansy.
I shared how I feel, Winston, and I'm not trying to say you how you should feel.
Right, right.
So this is how he feels now.
can't be unrealistic about where this journey goes. There's no cure. How could I be unrealistic to think that tomorrow things are going to change and she's going to be back like she was before the diagnosis? That would be really unrealistic.
That's the way he is, and I know that's the way Winston takes everything in. But I'm glad I'm the way I am, that I'm not giving into it. So he's thinking that way, I'm thinking positive. Mm-hmm. And that's who I am.
The Greens have spent 57 years accepting each other for who they are. They have no plans to stop now. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.